'Tis the season, and I still can't even believe it's December, but since it is and Christmas is upon us, I wanted to ask this question. What are you searching for this Christmas? Moms, I can only imagine that if you're not done with your shopping, then you for sure have a list of things to search for quickly. Good luck with that. Dad's maybe making a last minute run to the corner drugstore to search for something to slide under the tree for mom. With life looking so different this year, most of our searching may have been done online. And isn't that the stress-free way to do it? Those we love have certain requests, wants, and needs that we'd love to meet this time of year as we search for the perfect gift, the right size, the perfect color and style. We want gifts to be meaningful and special, so we search, sometimes not even knowing what it is we are looking for until we find it. The perfect gift is found. Or at least maybe it's what we can find in the men's department that might possibly be something they would enjoy having. And if not, we'll simply take it back the day after Christmas. We're all searching. In the midst of all the stockings, packages, and bows, I think this year we're all searching for something more. The sick are searching for healing. The lonely are searching for love. The worried are searching for peace. The fearful are searching for security. The poor are searching for provision. The anxious are searching for something they can trust. The rich are searching for significance. The mourning are searching for comfort. The insecure are searching for approval. We're all searching for hope. Long ago, wise men followed a star. They followed it, searching for the Savior of the world, the one sent whom prophets foretold, Jesus. They knew who they searched for. Their motivation was to seek, find, and worship him. They came bearing gifts, not a list of wants. This time of year, we focus on the birth of Jesus, but you can't celebrate his birth without acknowledging the reason he came, which was to die. But through his death, we are offered eternal life. Life is what we are all searching for. Listen what the angels told the women at the tomb. Luke 24:1-5. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Jesus was no longer in that tomb. Yet still, we search for life among things that lead to death, don't we? We search for one more high. One more fix, one more thing to buy, one more satisfaction to possibly offer a glimmer of life, comfort, and joy. But in the end, there's still something deep inside that's missing. It's Jesus. We may sing, "We need a little Christmas," but what we need more of is Jesus. Are you searching for more of Jesus? Are you seeking more of his presence? Are you waiting to hear more of his voice? Are you walking in his ways to experience more spiritual fruit and blessings in your life? Are you stopping to spend more time in his word? If you're searching for something more, turn your eyes to Jesus. You won't find him under the Christmas tree. You won't find him in a manger. You won't find him on the cross, and you will not find him in a tomb. But if you truly seek him, you will find him, and you will have more life and hope than you've ever known. That's the truth. Stop searching. Trust Jesus and find more of what Christmas is really all about. I'm Lori Klein.